flip from nothing to everything. Start for free. So this segment is going to cover how you can get started in the flipping business and start making money right away. The awesome part about this business is that you can get started without even having any money up front. But what you do need is two things are one, creativity, and two, time and energy. Three things, I guess. Creativity, time, energy. That's all you need. So when I say you can make money out of just those three things, what I mean, there is so much opportunity around you as far as making money with the free section of Craigslist and even things that you might have just lying around at home. So, and it's the best feeling ever. I mean, you literally, you know, when people say you churn nothing into money, you're basically churning nothing into money. So you're making money just using your brain power. So it's no external forces as far as other money or other people's money. You're getting into the game with nothing but your own brain power, thinking power, creativity, and energy. So the first place I usually recommend people is literally if you look around you at home, you know, at your house or at your apartment, you likely have hundreds to thousands of dollars worth of things that you just don't use or, you know, are taking up space or just sitting there. And literally not only are these things taking up space, but they are, you know, the clutter, the fact that they're there is subconsciously, it stresses you out. So you might not even consciously feel it or realize it, but subconsciously, whenever, you know, you've got all this clutter or if things are unorganized or you just feel you have too much junk, whenever that's there, you subconsciously feel stress. You know, it's taxing. Like, you ever clean up your room or your living room or your whole house and you just feel good? Like, you feel like this heavy thing, this heavy burden has been lifted off of you. You know, you come home and you just feel amazing. You feel lighter. You feel positive. You feel happier, more energy. So same thing with starting from nothing in the flipping business, just using what's around you. So except this time, not only are you clearing up your space and becoming more stress-free, but you're also monetizing it. So you're basically, you know, you're getting paid while you're cleaning up your place. So you're getting paid to become more stress-free. It's funny. It's almost like someone is paying you to make you happier, make you, you know, sharper and just feel good overall. So just look around you. Look at everything, anything and everything. Look at furniture, electronics, video game consoles, TVs, TV stands, chairs, desks, just, you know, air conditioning units. I know a lot of people, like on college campuses, they buy portable air AC units and it's only like a seasonal thing. So after they have it, they sell it. So maybe you have something like that where you just kind of bought and used for a while, but now it's just sitting there and you completely forgot about it. And while you're looking at these things also, there could be an item that you haven't touched for a year. Or like, for example, clothing, old clothing that you haven't worn for over a year. Once you revisit them and look at them, like I'm having you do right now, you might start to trigger that emotional attachment again. So super important right here is you do not want to look at things emotionally. You want to completely emotionally detach. It's not easy. And just to give you an example, so I used to collect, for some reason, you know those whey protein powder tubs that you buy? Or like those supplement tubs, you know, multivitamin cans and all that stuff. So all these bottles and supplement tubs, whenever I would buy like protein, and I'm talking about the big ones. So the 5-pound ones, for example, they're massive. They're bigger than a bowling ball. So these supplement tubs, what I would do is over the years, whenever I would buy my supplements, I would finish them, but for some reason I would keep the container. Like I couldn't let go of it. So in my kitchen above my cabinets, you know, there's like space on the top, on the very top of the cabinets, like above the actual cabinets. My whole kitchen was circled with nothing but these empty supplement tubs. So it was super hard to let go of them. I don't know why, but like I couldn't throw them away. I don't know if it was like freaking like weird subconscious, like nostalgia, emotional memory thing or what, but I did not want to get rid of them. And they were taking up so much space. I mean, I remember when I moved, I put them all in like 10 garbage bags. It took like 9 or 10 garbage bags to move all of them. So my friend comes over and she sees them and she's like, and this was actually while we were like kind of decluttering and cleaning up. So she sees them and she's like, she knew how much they meant to me. So like super politely, she's like, okay, we're going to throw away all of your, we're going to start getting rid of some of your supplement, you know, protein powder tubs. And I'm like, wait, no, no, it's not happening. Don't touch my supplement tub. So like, she starts super nice about it. She's like, no, come on. We have to just like, you have to let it go. They're taking up space. You're not using them and you can't afford to keep the, just randomly have like, I mean, I totally get where she was coming from. Cause yeah, logically, of course, yeah, I have no reason to keep them. They're empty. There's nothing in there. But like, it was that emotional attachment that for some reason, like it was difficult to get rid of them. So anyway, I told her, I was like, I really don't want to do that. Please, let's not do that. So she's like, okay, what we'll do is we'll start small. We'll just take a couple of them and get rid of them. You can still keep these ones. So she eventually kind of sold me on doing that. And long story short, I mean, I ended up throwing all of them away. You know, she completely persuaded me to do it. I did it. It still wasn't easy. Even as I was throwing them away, I had that feeling of like loss. I'm like, oh shit, like seriously, like threw them away. But I just wanted to give you a quick story, an example of how when you're looking at your items around your house, really try to emotionally detach from them. Like completely have no emotion. Pretend you're a robot. You just have no emotions, no feelings. You just have one mission, and that's to make money flipping things. And then as a bonus, you're also decluttering your place and freeing up space for more inventory. So constantly, you know, become like a machine, like a flipping ninja machine. You know, just keep moving. You only have one mission. You know, ask yourself, are you in this to be successful and make thousands of dollars flipping things? Or are you in this just to like kind of half-ass it and, you know, like hold on to your things and you just maybe like once a month you might flip something and make like a tiny profit? I mean, I'm a believer, if you're going to jump into something, fully commit, fully jump into it, really shift your mindset, okay? Let go of your emotional attachment to these things that you know are not serving you or you haven't touched or, you know, don't care about, and grab everything. I'm talking about everything. It should be painful at the end of it all. You should completely feel like super uncomfortable with it, because that means you're getting out of your comfort zone, you're detaching, and you're able to move forward. You have to go through those emotions and let them pass you so that you can move forward into bigger and better things. You know, more money flipping. Who knows, one day maybe you'll get a new house, an even bigger house, because you're doing this, and you'll be able to have even more of those things you were attached to. So basically, to sum this part up, what you're doing is you're going around your whole house, grabbing everything, and you're going to put it in like a corner, what I call a money corner. So this money corner, and side note, it can be overwhelming to start just going at it with the whole house. It helps if you kind of like chunk different parts of your house up, like, oh, room A, room B, living room, basement, and go in order and then do that. But basically what you're doing is you're grabbing everything. You're putting it all in a corner, which we're going to call the money corner, you know, a certain room or space or storage area where you can pile all of these items you've collected, electronics, furniture, clothing. And it could be, like I said, anything and everything. Don't ever think that something will not sell. Don't grab something, look at it, and think, oh, no one's going to buy this, and then just put it back. Take everything, okay? So after you do that, you have all your stuff in this money corner. So what you want to do from there is take out a sheet of paper and everything you see, write it down in a list. So you're just making a list of everything you have. So like, you know, Xbox 360, Ethan Allen, side table, living room chair, sofa, you know, just keep going like that. And you just want to make an inventory and a list of everything you collected. So what you want to do from there is also, if you've got like huge furniture that you really can't, you know, obviously move to your money corner, what you can do is simply just write it down on a sheet of paper. So as you're looking, let's say like, oh, this basement chair I'm not really using, just write it on a sheet of paper and throw that sheet of paper in your money corner. That way you still have a log of it. So after you have everything, you're going to one by one create an advertisement. You're going to craft something to get it ready to post on Craigslist or eBay or both, if it's
preferably both, unless it's a large bulky item like a furniture piece. So you're going to create a headline. You're going to create a description. And like I said, you know, look at my ad template when you're doing this and follow those guidelines. And you're also going to take amazing photos of every item. So even if that means you have to stage everything, you're going to go through it. And once you have all that ready, you're going to post them. Post them on Craigslist, eBay, anywhere and everywhere you can. Post it up for sale. Next thing you know is you start getting the calls, the texts, the emails. People start paying you for all the stuff that you pretty much gathered and put in this corner. In this instance, you're monetizing your time and energy. That's it. And it doesn't even take much creativity, I would say, but you're turning your time into money at this point. So that is the first thing I suggest to new people who are looking to get into it. That way they're building that momentum. They're collecting money from people. They're doing transactions. It's almost like a warm up before you go out there and start spending money to buy things. So the second thing is, I don't know if you guys knew, most of you likely do. I mean, this is pretty common these days, but Craigslist has a free section and it's not all crap. I mean, you'd be amazed what people want to get rid of quickly. So when you're browsing the free section of Craigslist, look at everything. And remember my two rules, everything sells and have the courage to buy. Well, in this instance, pick it up. You know, don't think something will not sell. Again, there's tons of things being posted in the free section of Craigslist every single day. And it's this giant money pit. I mean, there's so much opportunity in the free section of Craigslist. I've made hundreds of dollars, literally $200-$300 within a couple days. So really look at the free section. And a little side note that a lot of people are not aware of, even professional flippers, expert flippers, they don't follow this, but it's a little secret rule that will serve you like crazy. And if you start doing this and following this, you're going to freaking love it. You're going to be like, okay, this was one of those things that I walked away from the blueprint. This little tip right here has made me so much money. So much money, this little simple tip, and it's super easy. So all you have to do is when you're looking at, this applies to any kind of ad, period. When you're looking at these ads and you decide you're going to go pick it up or buy it, immediately, as fast as you can, save the pictures. Save the pictures and the description and the title with everything, you know, all the details, measurements, etc. Save all of that before you get it. Before they delete the ad, save all of that info, because a lot of times it can save you time and energy, which equals money. So the fact that you're pretty much saving all of these things, let me just, quick example, quick story. There's awesome, super huge sectional L-shaped couch that I saw that was in the free section. I saved the photos. Now the photos were super good. I mean, they were all displayed. You know, they had a nice place, hardwood floors. The couch took really good photos, but they wanted to get rid of the couch, so they posted it in the free section. They even had like the measurements of the couch. So this couch actually would have been way too big for my place. So there was no way I was going to take it inside if I didn't have to and I can get around it. So what I did actually was, because I saved the photos in the ad description, I called the guy, I went and picked up the couch. I came home and the couch was in my pickup truck in my garage. So I didn't even remove it. I reposted it and I used the same pictures that the guy had. And I used the same, or I pretty much picked up a lot of details from the guy's description and just obviously enhanced the ad description and made it even better. So this ad became a killer ad and it sold in days for $275. But remember when I said I didn't take it out? In my ad as a benefit, I offered free delivery. So who can turn down? Who's going to turn down? Someone who's looking for a couch or furniture piece, how can they turn down free delivery? That means they don't have to deal with renting a truck, you know, getting transportation and picking it up and loading it up. The couch is coming to them. So that was a giant benefit. And obviously the couch sold right away. I delivered it. I made $275 and yeah, all from just monetizing the free section of Craigslist. So keep browsing, and people are posting 24/7. I mean, people will constantly moving they're constantly trying to get rid of things, the ads will keep coming. So keep your eye out on the free section of Craigslist. Act quickly when you see something get posted. Call, text, or email the person immediately, because there's other people who are also doing the same thing you're doing, and they're trying to jump on the deals too. So you have to be fast in order to beat them. Keep an eye on the curbside. So drive around. A lot of times when people are renovating their house or moving, they like to move things that they no longer want to take or, you know, want to keep just on the curb so that, you know, to throw away. And a lot of times they are super nice things that are clean, perfectly working condition, and things that will sell for a lot of money. Just as an example, I was driving home one day with one of my friends, and she came across a white, I don't even know how to describe it. I think it was like a white, not a dresser, but like those little vanity stations, I guess, where, you know, people do their makeup on, like with little shelves in it, a little table. So what happened was she saw it, and it's funny because at the time I completely missed it. Like I didn't see it like she did. I mean, it was dark and I kind of just ignored it. So she's like, hey, let's stop there. And she actually got a little bit into flipping because of me. So when she saw it, she noticed it and I didn't notice it. So it was cool to see, you know, basically watch her in action with seeing something, taking it and flipping it. So what happened was she picked it up. We loaded it up in the back of the Jeep, and she ended up selling it for $85 just like 4 or 5 days later. And I was like, oh my God. I mean, that's awesome. You know, that was super awesome. And literally we just saw it on the curb, loaded it up, and that's it. You know, the whole thing took no more than 10 minutes and she made $85 like that. So yeah, I mean, keep your eye out on the curbside. There's a lot of times there's a lot of free things there. There's a bunch of examples of where I monetized it too. One time I came across a drum set. It was a drum set for, I think it was for like Rock Band for Xbox 360, but it was placed right on the curb, and I grabbed it. And it's funny because I'm like, okay, this is pretty sweet. I mean, I threw some batteries in it, tested it out. It turned on, you know, I wiped it down a little bit and I posted it up. I was just like, I'm just going to put it up for $20. And 45 minutes later, someone came and paid me $25 for something that I just literally grabbed from the side and, you know, moved it into my space. So yeah, curbside, that's another way you can start for free, just by being able to see things. You're kind of, you know, driving around for dollars. Another thing is, as far as the free section of Craigslist goes, there are a few things I want to talk to you about and mention about, you know, what to look for and how to make the most out of it. So one thing is, look for the ads that are, you know, badly worded or, you know, just really bad pictures or no pictures at all. Because a lot of times these are money-making opportunities for you. Because when someone sees an ad, you know, a badly worded ad or an ad with terrible or no pictures at all, a lot of people get turned off by them and they're just not really interested in them as a consumer, as someone who wants the item, because the ad is not selling them on it. So what that means for you is that when you see one, that's an opportunity for you to take that, take it home, and repost it up for sale, except make it a much better ad and really sell it. So that's for another thing. Another tip is, look for the ugly, beat up, and dirty that can be cleaned and improved. So if you see something that you know can be cleaned up a little bit or improved with just some time and energy, and it'll, you know, increase the value, go ahead and do it, because that's another way you can start for free. You know, let's say you find a dresser or maybe laptop or something that's posted on the free section. Let's say there's like some dirt or dust on it, or some part of it can be repaired, like it needs new hardware or like handles on it, and that's all it needs. You can immediately pick it up and then repost it, remarket it, and monetize it. So that's another thing you want to look out for. A third thing is super important. This applies not just to monetizing the free section of Craigslist and getting things for free, but more in general. So forget your preconceptions of what's stylish or saleable. Don't listen to what your friends or your partner thinks. Don't, you know, if someone else thinks it's ugly or nobody will buy it, don't listen to them. If you are not into it, or it's like an item that you would never have yourself, completely ignore these preconceptions. Because again, like I keep mentioning, it's not about what you think. It's about what the market thinks. And people are willing to pay for things that you might not like. You know, they might like it, but it's just not your style. And again, look at what can be healed or brought back in order to make it a whole new buy for someone else and just basically pure profit for you. The more you can improve it, the more profit you can make. And then you can show that, you know, even show that to those who thought you couldn't do it. I mean, you know, a lot of times I might buy something or pick something up where people are like, okay, that would not sell. There's no way that would sell or this and that. But it's like, you can really pick it up and show them that it will, or that, you know, do your magic, your marketing magic to it and completely monetize it from there. So that's another thing to look out for.